Gift of Our Gifts by Mitch Harbison. A few years ago, a group called Peace in Our Day from the Roman Catholic Parish of St. Luke the Evangelist in Glenside, Pennsylvania, started a unique form of holiday giving. Held on the feast day of the Epiphany to commemorate the gifts brought by the Magi to the infant Jesus, the activity was called Gift of Our Gifts. Some in the group had participated in what is known variously as Yankee trading or stealing Pollyanna within their families or at work. The concept is that everyone involved brings a wrapped present to the event. Numbers are drawn to see who will be first, second, etc., to select a gift. Number one chooses a gift. The second person may choose a new gift or take the one just unwrapped by number one. If the first person loses his or her gift to the second person, he or she may choose a new package. Number three may choose a new gift or take either of the two unwrapped gifts, and it goes on until the last number has been drawn. The twist added by Peace in Our Day was that all of the wrapped packages were gifts of time and talent, written on the reverse of used Christmas cards, along with the name and phone number of the person offering the gift. Some gift examples would be dinner for four, help in writing a resume, babysitting, mending, or even a singing telegram. Offers of house cleaning or handyman help would change hands over and over again. Gift of Our Gifts was designed to be a fun way to meet parishioners, as well as a chance to share a talent by doing a job you love, or at least don't mind, for someone else while avoiding a chore you don't particularly like. And no one had to go out and buy a present that might add to the clutter or stand in line to return a gift that didn't fit. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. Gratitude Cards or Gift Theft from Whose Birthday 2003, Gifts of Ourselves from Whose Birthday 1996, and Guidelines for Alternative Giving, all on the CD-ROM, Simply the Best, over 30 years of alternatives.